This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Melissa Bastos is the Director of Market Research in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated.
Again, we do research throughout the year, both in the U.S. as well as globally, to understand consumers' attitudes. The largest consumer markets for apparel would be the U.S. and China. So it's important for us to be doing research in these areas to understand their buying behaviors. So we have research that we've conducted for more than 25 years now called Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor. That's an ongoing survey where we study consumers' shopping behaviors and preferences, and this is in the U.S. And we also do a global Lifestyle Monitor study in conjunction with Cotton Council International. We work very closely with them on the research that we conduct internationally. So we study shopping behaviors and preferences. Are they checking the labels? What are they looking for when they're buying clothing? We also look at fiber preferences. What I can tell you is that cotton is the fiber that consumers are most aware of. 81% name it without even being asked, which fiber are you aware of? Cotton comes out first. And we also know that it's a preferred fiber among consumers. So we see that, you know, more than 8 out of 10 consumers prefer cotton for their clothing. And that's significantly higher than some of these other fibers that we can see on our chart as well.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.